This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The Grizzly Creek fire is not threatening nearby Glenwood Springs at this time, but as CPR's Stina Sieg reports, life there has drastically changed.
Thick smoke hangs over town, and with Interstate 70 closed, few visitors are coming in. Jan Ligursky owns an art supply store. She says this is painful to see after coronavirus decimated tourism this spring.
It does seem like Glenwood has been, just a series of different things happening. And yeah, it does concern me because it's, you get to the point you wonder how much more can people take.
But hopefully, she says, locals will just keep putting one foot in front of the other. In Glenwood Springs, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And new information today shows the Grizzly Creek fire now covers more than 25,000 acres. It's one of a handful of major wildfires burning in Colorado. Several counties have enacted stage 2 fire restrictions, including fire bans in many mountain and western communities. Stage 2 fire restrictions mean no fireworks or campfires and no charcoal grills or barbecues. And in other news, the White House confirms it will withdraw the nomination for the head of the Bureau of Land Management. William Perry Penley had been a controversial pick due to his past support for the sale of public lands. He spearheaded the move of the BLM headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.